Father, we come to you tonight in our need and in our encouragement to come to you.
主啊，我们按着我们的需要来到你的面前，也谢谢您鼓励我们来到你的面前。
We need you for everything, Lord.
我们在每一件事情上都需要你。
Lord, we think tonight of our brothers and sisters, many in China who are suffering from COVID.
我们今天晚上想到很多的中国的弟兄姐妹们，他们都在新冠病毒的这个病中受苦。
We thank you for our brother Shaw, his recovery.
我们看到肖弟兄已经基本康复了，我们为此感谢你。
And Lord, we pray as we open your word tonight and as we finish this series on the dispensations, that Lord, you would help us.
主要今天我们要结束我们这个时代论的这个系列，求您帮助我们，当我们打开你的话语的时候。
Now, Lord, we pray you just, by your Spirit, you would teach us tonight the things that you'd have us to learn. In Jesus' name, amen.
主，我们祈求您的借着您的圣灵把我们今天要学的东西教导给我们，奉耶稣的名祷告， amen.
Amen. Well, this is my final message on the dispensations, the seven major dispensations of Scripture.
那今天呢是我这个关于圣经里面七个主要时代的这个系列的最后一讲了。
We've looked at the seven dispensations, and what we'll do is begin with a review of those dispensations to give the setting.
那我们要做的是呢，就是一开始我们先要把这七个时代呢重新再回顾一下。
Now, I caught the flu, a couple of weeks ago, and so Brother Long, he was going to take a couple of weeks, and so he took my place for the past 3 weeks.
那我前几周呢，因为得了流感，所以呢，何浪呢，在过去的三周里面呢，他代替我讲的。
But we heard that our brother Long has come down with some type of flu. He's lost his voice.
那现在轮到何浪了，他现在也说不出话了。
So we must remember our brother Long, a very able man, and he needs his voice to speak.
那我们也请大家在祷告中纪念何浪，因为他需要他的声音啊，来讲道。
So tonight we're going to have a review of the dispensations and a conclusion to the whole matter.
那今天呢，我们的内容呢，一个呢是总就是回顾这七个时代，另外呢，我们要做对整个这个时代论的做一个总结。
There is just the final judgment and a description of the eternal state.
以及呢最后的这个审判以及这个永恒的审。就是这个进入永恒的这个阶段。
We've gone from eternity to time, and then we're going to go back to eternity.
那我们是从这个永恒中来的，然后进到了时空里面。最后呢，我们还是要回到永恒里去。
These are all of God's purposes that He has purposed within Himself.And we're going to conclude that tonight.
因为这都是神的旨意啊，是只有他自己明白的，他定下的旨意。所以今天晚上呢，我们要看最后神的旨意是怎么成就的。
Now, if you could put up the chart, please.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to use this chart just to begin with, and just go through the dispensations that we've discussed in more detail in earlier meetings.
那我们还是用这张表来回顾一下我们前面几节课学的这七个时代。
Do you have the chart in the Chinese translation?
Oh, this one.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you. I have the English translation in front of me.
Sorry.
That's fine. No problem.
Wrong one.
So here, our brother, drew a chart up, and, I can't remember his name. What was his name?
Randy
Amos. Thank you. Yeah. Brother Randy Amos, 2 or 3 years ago, I spoke to him and told him about the preaching to China, doctrinal teaching to China.
这张表呢是我们有一个叫 Randy Amos 的弟兄他那个画的他设计的。然后3年前呢 ,Eric 曾经跟他提起过就是我们星期五有这个像中国主要面对中国的这个教义的这个学习。
Now, Brother Randy was a very able Bible teacher.
那 Randy 弟兄呢他是一个非常有能力的那个圣经教师。
And I asked him at that time if he would be interested in taking a series of preaching to China.
那个时候我就问他有没有兴趣给我们讲一个系列。
And he agreed he would like to do that very much.
那他同意了他也非常愿意给我们讲一个系列。
However, before we could arrange those meetings, he got COVID.And he went to, the Lord brought him to heaven.
但是我们还没有来得及安排这个具体的这个时间的时候呢他就得了 COVID, 然后神就把他接回天家去了。
But, in a sense, our brother Randy Amos, is preaching still to us because we have his chart that we're using.
但是从某种意义上说呢Randy 弟兄呢还是给我们讲了这个系列因为我们在用他的这张表。
So tonight, a little review. What is a dispensation?
所以我们今天先来回顾一下那时代到底是什么呢
Well, it's a period of time, certainly.
当然它是指一段时间。
But that's not all.
但这不是全部的意义。
It's really a stewardship.
它实际上是一个管家的职分。
Where man is given a new responsibility under new conditions.
就是人在一个新的条件下被赋予了新的责任。
And then after man has been tested, we find that there is failure.
但是在每次人被试验之后呢结局都是失败。
And these seven dispensations are all the same in the sense that man given new responsibility fails and it demonstrates one thing and that is the weakness of the man in the flesh.
那这个七时代呢都遵循了一个共同的特点或者说一个模式就是每一次人都被赋予一个新的责任但是经过测试以后呢都失败了每一个时代呢所显明的都是人在肉体里的软弱
So after man's failure when he disobeys God God brings in judgment
然后因为人的失败因为人的悖逆每一个时代呢神都带下审判
But God doesn't end it there in grace he continues with man
但是神没有到这里就结束了因着他的恩典呢他继续要让人发展下去。
And this all leads to God's revealing, his special purpose is revealing his person in Christ.
而且在整个过程中呢他神的一个旨意呢就是都是要把他自己借着耶稣基督这个道成肉身的耶稣基督把他自己显明出来。
Now the firstDispensation was the dispensation of free will, number one.
那看第一个时代呢就是自由意志时代。
Man is created with a choice.
人被造的时候呢是他有选择的能力。
It's sometimes called the dispensation of innocence because there was no sin in the beginning.
那有的时候这个时代 有的人也把这个时代呢叫做无辜时代或者无邪时代因为在那个时候人还没有犯罪。
Now this dispensation, it lasts between Adam's creation and the fall.
那他是从亚当被造开始一直到他堕落为止的。
And his responsibility or his stewardship, it involved naming the other creatures, speaking of his authority over them, keeping the garden, and not eating of the fruit of the tree.
那这个时代神给亚当的责任是什么呢？就是他给动物命名并管理他们，还有修理看守这个园子，以及呢不能吃园中当中的那棵善恶树的果子。
It also implied that he was responsible or held accountable. He was responsible for Eve.
那同时他有一个责任呢，就是他要对夏娃负责。
Now this dispensation ended in failure.
但这个时代呢是以失败告终的。
It ended with a curse and Adam and Eve being thrust out of the garden.
那这个时代呢最后神是给了他们一个咒诅然后亚当和夏娃呢就被赶出了伊甸园。
Nevertheless, God promised a savior, the seed of the woman who will bruise the serpent's head.
但在这个时代呢神也给了他们一个应许就是女人的后裔有一天要击伤蛇的头。
And it, also there was the start of the blood sacrifice.
那这个时代呢也开启了这个血祭这样的一个献祭的方式。
Because there in the garden we find that Adam and Eve were covered by the skins of an animal slain, an innocent victim.
因为在伊甸园的时候我们看到亚当夏娃就已经用动物的皮遮盖了他们的身体。那这个皮呢是来自一个无辜的动物的。
So Adam and Eve then go out into a new world. They're given new instructions.
然后接下去呢亚当夏娃他们就进入了一个新的世界神又给了他们新的指示。
And they are to follow their consciences.
那在这个新的世界呢他们要跟随他们的良知。
There was no laws given, there was no government established.
那个时候还没有赐下律法也没有政府来管制。
But they did have the law of God written in their hearts.
但是他们有神刻在他们心里的律法就是他们的良知。
They had their consciences.
那就是他们的良心。
When they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they obtained that knowledge.
当他们吃了善恶树的果子以后呢分辨善恶树的果子以后呢他们就获得了这个良知。
And so now they had the consciousness of sin.
那现在呢他们对事物呢就有了这个良知的知识。
They knew right from wrong.
他们知道什么是对什么是错。
And so we call that the age of conscience.
所以我们管这第二个时代呢叫做良知时代。
And we know that their conscience was for working because they knew that they were naked.
我们也知道他们这个良知呢是起作用的因为证据呢就是他们知道自己是赤身露体的了。
But that dispensation, that ends, with man becoming more and more corrupt.
但这个时代发展下去呢就发现人是越来越败坏。
They were to bring a blood sacrifice to God, as Abel did.
他们本来应该像亚伯那样都到神的面前来献这个流血的这个动物的祭。
But many like Cain refused the blood sacrifice.
但是很多人像该隐这样他们拒绝献上这个流血的祭。
Though Cain was religious, he made an offering, but it was not according to God's purpose.
那虽然该隐呢也是宗教是的人因为他也到那个神的面前献祭但是他献的祭不对。
Now there were some that responded like Abel and Enoch, Lamech and Noah.
但是还是有一些人呢他们是遵循了神的这个旨意的像亚伯啊以诺啊拉麦啊挪亚。
But as that dispensation continued, men became more and more separated from God.
但这个时代总体上的这个趋势呢，就是人离神越来越远。
And they became more and more corrupt.
而且越来越败坏。
Until we read in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5.
直到呢创世纪的六章五节告诉我们。
Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
创世纪的六章五节说，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
So God purposed then to destroy man whom he created.
所以神呢就定义要毁灭他在地上所造的人。
And he brought a worldwide destruction through a flood.
然后他就降下洪水啊，带来了这个全世界范围内的一个这个毁灭。
But we read also that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
但是我们也读到挪亚在神的眼里蒙恩了。
And so God told Noah to build an ark.
所以神告诉挪亚要造一个方舟。
And that through the ark, Noah and his family were saved from judgment.
然后借着这个方舟呢，挪亚和他的一家人呢，都从神的审判中得救了。
And so Noah, that's the end of the second dispensation.
所以挪亚呢就是最后走出这个第二个良知时代的人。
Now you'll notice that in each line, free will continues right to the end, and also conscience and follows right through to the end.
我们可以看这个横的条啊，比如第一个时代的这个自由意志呢，它在以后的任何一个时代呢都是延续的，然后这个良知时代从第二个时代呢也是在后面所有的时代里也是延续的。
And so that will be for the rest of the dispensations.
对，就是从每一个时代神所给人的东西呢，在后面的这个时代它都会一直发生作用。
So now we come to the third dispensation.
然后现在我们来到了第三个时代。
There's a commission given to govern the earth.
就是神给人的一个管理权来管制这个全地。
Noah has been given the authority to prosecute murder.
神给挪亚一个管制权，给他一个权柄啊，他可以定杀人犯死刑。
In Genesis chapter 9, there we read that verse 6.
创世纪的九章六节。
Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man.
凡流人血的，他的血也必被人所流，因为神造人是照自己的形象造的。
So they were given, Noah was given a new responsibility.
所以在这个时代呢，挪亚神给了他一个新的责任。
He was responsible to set up a government that would prosecute murder and keep order.
所以神呢让挪亚建立一个政府，这个政府呢是可以审判这个杀人犯呢，可以刑罚，就是判他们死刑的。那也同时呢要让这个政府呢要维护社会的秩序。
And in the next verse, verse 7, is given another responsibility. They were to be fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply in it.
然后我们看这个创世纪的九章七节啊，就是六节的第二节，后面一节呢，就是神给了挪亚这个时代的人的另外一个责任，就是你们要生养众多，在地上昌盛繁茂。
In verse 1, the instruction that he gives was they were to fill the earth.
在九章一节里面呢，神给他们的指示就是要生养众多，遍满了地。
Now there was the failure.
然后这个时代同样是失败了。
First of all, Noah, as head of the human race, he couldn't control himself.
那首先就是挪亚自己，他作为这个新时代的人的这个首领呢，他自己就不能控制自己了。
We read the story of him planting a vineyard and making wine and getting drunk and lying naked in his tent.
嗯，那我们都在圣经读到这个故事，他给自己造了一个葡萄园，他酿了酒，然后他喝了酒以后呢，就醉了，就赤身肉体躺在他的帐篷里。
So as head of the human race now, he personally had failed.
嗯，所以他作为这个人类的新时代这个人类的头啊，他自己个人失败了。
Then, but society in itself fails.
嗯。不仅他个人失败了，整个全社会作为一个整体也失败了。
Rather than multiplying and filling the earth, they disobeyed God's command, and they instead of scattering, they unified into one to build one great civilization with this great city as its center.
嗯，那他们没有按照神所说的生养众多，遍满了地啊，分散到全地去。他们背逆了神，相反呢，他们聚集在众人聚集在一处，要建造他们属于他们自己的文明。他要建造一个自己的属于自己的世界的中心。
So God confuses their languages.
然后神呢就变乱了他们的言语。
But the idolatry that started there in Babel, they carry that idolatry with them to the four corners of the earth when God spreads them out.
嗯，但是呢，在巴别这个地方起头的这个拜偶像的这个不好的东西呢，随着他们分散到全地，因为变乱了语言，他们就分散开来呢，也被他们带到了世界各地去了。
So God scatters the people. But the world ends up away from him in idolatry.
嗯，那虽然神呢把他们分散开，遍满了分散到世界各地去了，但是整个世界呢却因着拜偶像与神远离了。
But out of all those nations, all the nations were corrupted.
嗯，那所有的这个。各国各族啊，他们都败坏了。
But what of that seed line, God's original purpose that He would raise up a seed of the woman that would destroy the serpent's head?
嗯，但即使这样呢，在众败坏的这些各族各民当中，神依然保守了那个女人的后裔的那个血脉。
That seed line was preserved.Through the line of Seth.
嗯，那这个女人的后裔的血脉呢？神是保守下来的，是从赛特的这个后代延续下来的。
Even in the darkest of times, God has never left Himself without witness.
嗯，那即使在最黑暗的时代，神也没有不给自己留下为他做见证的人。
We read of some ancient names such as Melchizedek and Job.
嗯，我们读到一些很远古时代的名字，比如说麦基喜德，比如说约伯。
And yes, one name which stands out for us is Abram.
嗯，当然还有一个名字凸显在我们的面前，就是亚伯拉罕。
And God calls this one man from Ur of the Chaldees.
嗯，那神把这一个人呢，从加勒底的乌尔呼召出来。
All around him was idolatry.
在他周围呢，全是偶像。
And so God lets the other nations all go their own way.
嗯，那神呢就任凭其他的各国各民呢都走他们自己的道路了。
And He calls one man and says, "I'm going to make a great nation of you."
但是他呼召了一个人，他说我要从你这里呢建立一个大国。
Read in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1.
在创世纪的12章里面读到12章一节读。
Now the Lord had said to Abram, "Get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you.And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed."
我们读十二章的一到三节，耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族富家，往我所要指示你的地去，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福，为你祝福的我必赐福与他，那咒诅你的我必咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。
And we call this the dispensation of promise.
我们管这个时代呢叫应许时代，第四个时代。
The promise made to Abram were unconditional.
那神给亚伯拉罕的这个应许呢是无条件的。
When he obeyed, God's promises were then sealed with an oath.
那他顺服的时候呢，那神的这个应许呢是用他的誓言呢所印上印的。
One of the purposes for God making a nation was to preserve that seed line, which the Lord Jesus Christ, descended directly from Abraham.
那神之所以要从亚伯拉罕兴起一个民族呢，是因为将来他的儿子就是这个耶稣基督是要从亚伯拉罕的这个民族里面，他的这个后代里面出来的，神要保守这个血脉。
And this promise extends not only to Israel who will inherit the land in the future time,but it extends to all the families of the Gentiles as well.
那这个应许呢不仅涉及就是以色列将来他们要在未来呢会完全占领这片得着这片土地，而且这个应许呢也是惠及全世界的各族各民的。
And it's through the gospel of the grace of God that the blessings that were given to Abraham are fulfilled.
那现在这个给外邦人的这个应许呢已经借着神恩典的福音呢已经得以实现了。
And then we read that the promises that were given to Abraham, they were repeated to Isaac and to Jacob, his son and grandson.
然后神给亚伯拉罕的这个应许呢在他的儿子以撒和他的孙子雅各身上呢被再三的坚立。
So, the faithful God of promise is known as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那所以这个信实的神呢，这个许下了这个信实应许的神呢，常常被称为亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
And that signifies that the promises made to Abraham will continue right through until God's purposes are fulfilled.
那这个连续三代的这个应许啊不断的重复，就是告诉我们这个应许呢一定会延续下去的，直到成就的那一天。
Now, man's responsibility was to, they were to stay in the land of promise.
那在这个时代呢，人的责任呢就是他们要待在这个住在这个应许之地上。
When Abraham went out of the land of promise down to Egypt, then the problems came up. It was.
所以当亚伯拉罕离开应许之地啊，他去了埃及那以后呢，这个麻烦就随之而来了。
They were to stay in the land of promise.
他们是应该待在这个应许之地的。
Now, Abraham's grandson.His great grandsons, the 12, or the sons of Jacob, the sons of Israel, they sold their brother Joseph down into Egypt.
那我们还记得啊，就是雅各或者叫以色列的儿子，也就是亚伯拉罕的重孙子们。他们把他们的弟兄约瑟呢卖到了埃及去。
And they were slaves there for 200 years.
然后他们就整个这个亚伯拉罕的后代呢就在埃及做奴隶400年。
Because they had sold their brother there, that was the failure for the whole family to remain in the land of promise.
那因为他们把他的弟兄啊，把他们的弟兄卖到了埃及去，所以这就代表了他们整个全家的失败以至于他们就不能留在应许之地了。
Because God's promises to Abraham were in the land.
因为神给亚伯拉罕的这个应许呢，是就是在这片土地上。
Now God worked His promises through Joseph in sparing the family of Jacob. Yet that was not God's original plan.
那当然神借着雅各的儿子约瑟啊祝福了这一家人，但这个不是神最初的旨意。
And because they sold their brother down to slavery, they had to spend years in slavery themselves.
嗯，那正是因为他们把他们的弟兄啊卖做了奴隶，所以他们自己呢也要多年做奴隶。
And so that was the judgment that God brought upon them.
嗯，那这就是神给他们带下的惩罚。
But God in his grace, he redeems his people.
嗯，但是神在他的恩典里面呢，他把他们的名把他的名复述出来了。
We read in Exodus chapter 12, the great redemption by Passover, the Passover lamb.
嗯，那我们在出埃及记的十二章呢，就读到了这个伟大的救赎，就是借着逾越节的羔羊实现的救赎。
I think we all know the story well. We don't need to turn to them for now. We're just making a quick review.
嗯，那我想大家对这个故事都非常熟悉，我们就不翻到那里去读了，我们只是快速的做一个回顾。
So they are redeemed by the blood of a lamb, a blood sacrifice.
嗯，所以他们是借着这个羔羊的血，这个献祭的动物啊，被赎了。
And then he delivers them from the power of the enemy through the Red Sea.
然后呢，又在红海里面呢，神把他们从这个他们强有力的敌人的手中呢救出来了。
And then in his grace, he brings them to himself at Sinai and feeds them with manna.
然后在神的恩典里呢，他把他们带到了西乃山，用玛纳来喂养他们。
And that was his grace. But now we come to the fact, or come to a test, another test.
那现在呢，我们来到了另外一个测试。
Was this newly redeemed people ready to inherit all those promises given to Abraham?
嗯，那这个测试就是这些新被救赎出来这批民呢，他们做好了准备要继承亚伯拉罕所有的应许吗？
He'd not yet brought them into the land. He'd taken them out of Egypt, but he had not yet taken them into the land.
那这时候呢，神已经把他们从埃及带出来了，但是呢，还没有进到那个应许之地里。
And so, God was going to test them.
所以神呢，要在这中间的地方呢，要试验他们。
And he was going to test them by telling them that they can, that he will they will be a special people to him if they follow his commandments.
那这个测试是什么呢？是神告诉他们，如果他们遵守神的命令的话，他们就会成为神的特殊的子民。
Now they had been under the Abraham's covenant, which was unconditional.
嗯，那实际上他们已经在亚伯拉罕的这个约之下了。这个约或者说这个应许呢是无条件的。
They should have said, Lord, we can't, we know our hearts, we'll fail. You will have to take us into the land because we are weak and unable by ourselves.
嗯，本来他们应该跟神说，神呢，你知道我们的心，你知道我们是软弱的啊，我们是做不到的，你应该是你把我们带到这个应许之地去才行，靠我们是不行的。
He wanted to test them so that they might know what was in their hearts.
嗯，那神给他们这样的一个测试呢，是目的是想让他们知道自己心内如何。
But instead, what they say, they reply, all that the Lord has said, we will do.
嗯，但是他们的回答呢，却说，凡是耶和华所说的，我们必遵行。
So they put themselves under the law.
嗯，那他们就把自己呢，自己把自己放在了律法之下。
And they put themselves under the law's 613 laws, statutes, and judgments.
那这个律法呢，就是包括了613条的这样的规条和诫命，他们把自己就放在了这之下。
Now we read that the purpose of the law was not to bring righteousness.
那我们已经读到了这个律法的目的啊，不是使人称义的。
The purpose of the law was to reveal the inability of man to keep God's laws.
那律法的这个目的呢，是向人显明，让他们知道他们是没有办法遵守神的律法。
So, the history of Israel in the wilderness and when they were brought into the land is one long record of persistently breaking the law.
那不仅在旷野里，以及他们进到了应许之地以后的很长的一段历史啊，都记载了他们的这个长久的这个违反了律法的这个历史。
But in his mercy, he provides a priesthood in Israel.
但是神呢，因着他的恩典呢，他在以色列呢建立了这个祭司制度。
And later he provided judges that would relieve the people of their oppressors.
那后来呢，神又兴起了士师，把他们从这个敌人的压迫中呢救出来。
And prophets and kings, the Lord was so gracious in caring for his every need of his people.
那后来神又给了他们先知，给了他们王，所以神是如此的蛮有恩典呢，看顾他们他的民的一切的需要。
So the whole purpose of the law was that they might know their own hearts.
所以这个律法啊，全部的目的就是要让他们自己知道自己心里是怎样的。
And that God's promises don't come through keeping of the law, but through faith in his promises.
那神的这个应许的这祝福呢，绝对不是从这个遵守律法中得来的，而是借着他们的信心，相信神一定会遵守他的诺言而来的。
And so, finally, God had to take them into the land of idolatry, Babylon itself, because of their sin.
那最后呢，因为他们自己的罪啊，神要把他们带到这个就是拜偶像的初始就是源头之地啊，就是巴比伦去了，就是被掳到巴比伦去了。
And that was the judgment that was brought because they had broken his laws.
因为这是因为他们违反了神的律法所带来的惩罚。
And then in his grace, he brings them back into the land.
那后来呢，又因着神的恩典，又把他们带回到了这个应许之地。
But they had no king, and they were always under the subjection of the Gentile nations.
但是被掳归回以后呢，他们就再也没有自己的王了，他们始终是在这个外邦的这个政权的殖民之下的。
First the Babylonians, then the Persians, then the Greeks, and finally the Romans.
那首先呢是巴比伦帝国，然后是马代波斯帝国，然后是希腊帝国，然后是罗马帝国。
But what of the promised seed?
那这个应许的这个女人的后裔怎么办呢？
Galatians chapter 4 verse 4.
我们看加拉太书的四章四节。
But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons.
四章四节，及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得儿子的名分。
Finally, the time had come.
那最后这个时候终于到了。
And Jesus came to complete the law.
那耶稣来了，他要来行全律法。
And he came to glorify his Father as no man had ever done.
那他要来荣耀他父的名啊，因为地上从来没有人真正荣耀过他的父。
But what happened to the Jews?
那犹太人的结局怎样呢？
Did they receive their long promised Messiah, their king?
那他们有没有接受他们盼望已久的弥赛亚，他们的王呢？
No.
没有。
They crucified him.
他们把这个弥赛亚还钉在了十字架上。
And they their temple was destroyed in 70 AD and their nation was scattered to the four corners of the earth.
然后在公元70年的时候呢，那圣殿被毁了，那他们呢，被赶散到全世界的各地去了。
And there, they remain to this day.
那直到今天呢，还是这样。
Oh, Israel has come, as we see the nation of Israel reborn.
那当然我们看到以色列又重新建国了。
But more than half of the Jews are still living and scattered all over the world.
但是有超过一半以上的这个犹太人呢，现在还是住在世界各地的。
And those that have returned in unbelief.
而且那些回去的人呢，他们也还是不信。
But God has a future for Israel.
但是神给以色列呢，还是留了一个未来的。
And so,That purpose will be fulfilled in the future.
那神对以色列人的旨意呢，是将来才会完全实现的。
But God had his master plan was that out of the Jew and Gentile in his grace, he would form a new body, something brand new.
那神的杰作呢，就是要从犹太人和外邦人当中呢，呼召出一些人来完全形成一个新的受造物，就是他的身，基督的身体。
The death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus is the central point of all eternity.
那主耶稣基督的死和复活是整个永恒的中心。
And it's the point of time from which we'll all look back.
那这个时间呢，就是这个点呢，就是。将来的人都会回溯的这一点。
So now we come into a new dispensation, the dispensation of grace.
然后我们就现在讲到了第六个时代啊，就是恩典时代。
It began at Pentecost.
那恩典时代呢，是从五旬节开始的。
When Jesus was glorified, he sent forth the Spirit of God to baptize Jew and Gentile into one body.
当耶稣得了荣耀以后呢，他就派下圣灵来使这个犹太人和外邦人呢都受洗归入一个身体。
This body, this mystical body was hidden as a mystery from the Old Testament saints.
那这个奥秘的身体呢，是隐藏在这个对旧约的圣徒来说是隐藏的奥秘。
It would include a special body of believers.Who would be called his bride.
那这个身体呢是包括一切相信他的人这个身体呢会又被叫做他的亲娘。
And when this dispensation of the age of grace, which is longer than any other dispensation so far, when it comes to an end, the church is going to go back to heaven from where it was born.
那这个恩典时代呢，它是比前面的任何一个时代或者说所有的时代呢，比所有的时代都长。那当它结束的时候呢，这个教会会被提到天上因为它教会本来就是从天上生的。
And then there will be the judgment, because all the false churches, the false believers, and all that hate Christ are going to go into the great tribulation.
然后教会被提以后呢，接下去就是审判了，所有的假的教会、假的信徒，还有所有恨神的、恨基督的人呢，他们都要进入大灾难。
But even there, God's grace is going to be shown. He seals 144,000 Jews, and we read of a great multitude that are going to be saved out of the great tribulation.
那即使在这样的大灾难中呢，神也依然有恩典。我们在启示录里读到有144,000人受印的犹太人以及呢从成千上万从大灾难中走出来的人。
Those that are saved out of the great tribulation, of course, are those that have never heard a clear presentation of the gospel of the grace of God and refused it.
那当然这些从大灾难走出来的人呢，他们是从来没有清楚的没有听过这个清楚的福音讲给他听的，所以他也因此没有明确的拒绝过福音。
Lastly, the last dispensation, the dispensation of the kingdom.
那最后一个 时代呢，就是国度时代。
This begins with the second coming of Christ.
嗯，这国度时代呢，是从基督再来开始的。
When he comes for the church, it's to heaven, but now his feet are going to stand on the earth.
嗯，那他第二再来先呢，是他来接他的教会回天上。那第二次接着呢，他再来呢，是他的脚要踩在地上。
And he's going to set up his kingdom, which will reign, and he will reign for 1,000 years.
那他建立属于他自己的这个国度，就这个国度要持续一千年。
And so at the end of that tribulation, where Christ is reigning, the test will be that for those that had never truly believed, had been born during the millennium, but had never truly trusted the Lord Jesus as Savior, Satan is going to be loosed and he's going to deceive them and they're going to form a great last rebellion.
嗯，那在这个大灾难结束，耶稣建立国度以后啊，给这个时代的人的测试是什么呢？那就是那些在国度时代这个千禧年时代出生的人呢，嗯，他们还其实没有真正从心里相信。那在千禧年结束的时候呢，会有撒旦被释放出来，会诱惑他们，他们会集成大军，最后一次的反叛基督。
Then we read.That the final judgment, fire comes down out of heaven and destroys all those that rebel.
嗯，那我们在圣经里读到呢，对于这个神会派下这个火啊，然后烧灭了这个反叛的大军，就是最后的审判了。
So now, those are the seven dispensations and time.Has run its course and ended, and now we step into eternity.
嗯，那现在的七个时代都结束了，那这个有限的时空呢，也到了尽头。我们现在要进入永恒的。
The testing of man has been complete.
嗯，那对人的测试呢，全部结束了。
Except for the grace of God, there is no good in man.
嗯，那除非有神的恩典。在人的里面是毫无良善的。
And it's at this time that the door of God's grace ends. It closes.
嗯，但是在现在这个时刻呢，神的恩典之门关上了。
But there's one final event that must take place.
嗯，那还有最后一件事情呢，要发生。
That is the judgment of the great white throne.
嗯，那就是白色大宝座的审判。
Now it's not just a dispensation that closes, but it's the end of the whole world as we know it.
这个不是一个新的时代，但是这个是整个这个世界末了。
Turn with me to Revelation chapter 20.
So Eric, you don't need the chart anymore. Yeah?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
好，我们现在翻到启示录的二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章。
Read from verse 11.
嗯，从十一节开始读。
This passage follows the passage that describes the rebellion of Satan and how it's crushed.
这一段呢是在这紧接着他之前呢，就是讲这个撒旦的最后一次反抗，以及他是怎么被刑罚的。
Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life.And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it. And death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of iron.
我们从11节读到15节，我又看见一个白色的大宝座与坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。若有人名字没有记在生命 册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
Now it's a mistake to think that there's only one great last judgment.
那如果你认为只有最后一次大的审判的话，那你可能就犯了一个错误。
Two judgments have already taken place.
因为在这之前呢，已经有两次审判了。
First, after the rapture of the church.
那第一个呢，就是在教会被提之后。
That's when Christ comes for his saints.
那一次呢，耶稣来呢，是为了他的圣徒而来。
He promised them that he would come for them, that they might be where he was.
因为耶稣曾向他们应许过，他说他会来接他们的，他在哪里，他们也会在那里。
Now this judgment takes place in his presence in heaven.
那这一次的审判呢，是在他的面前进行的，是在天上进行的。
At the rapture when there's no mention of a throne.
但是这个被提的时候呢，没有提到宝座。
And this judgment of believers is not for condemnation.
但这个对信徒的审判呢，不是定罪的审判。
Because Jesus has borne our judgment. He's borne our condemnation.
因为耶稣已经承担了我们的就是定罪了，他已经为我们被定过罪了。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 1, we read, Therefore, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
在罗马书的八章一节里说，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
Judgment is past. God's justice was satisfied when we trusted Christ.
审判的事已经过去了，当我们信靠耶稣基督的那一刻的时候，神的对我们的审判就已经结束了。
That judgment is for rewards.
那基督台前的这个审判呢，是就是得奖赏的审判。
Where crowns are given for faithfulness.
会因为我们的忠心呢，赐给我们冠冕。
And the destiny of the whole church is to be glorified with Christ.
那这整个教会的这个结局是什么呢？就是和基督一起得荣耀。
And Colossians chapter 3 and verse 4.
你看哥罗西书的三章四节。
This says, when Christ, who is our life now, that is, when he appears, then you will also appear with him in glory.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
So the first judgment is a judgment for reward.
所以第一个审判是什么呢？是呢得奖赏的审判。
And that's of the church that takes place at the rapture.
那这个是教会被提的时候发生的事。
The second judgment that we read of in scripture is when Christ comes with his saints to the earth.
那第二个审判呢，是基督同着他的圣徒一起来到地上的时候发生。
And this judgment takes place on the earth.
那这个审判呢，是在地上发生的。
Matthew chapter 25.
那就是马太的二十五章，马太福音的二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25, reading verses 31 to 33. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him. Then he will sit on the throne of his glory, and all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left.
31到33, 当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上，万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊山羊一般，把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。
So the first judgment at the judgment seat of Christ, they are saints who are either resurrected or they've been translated, they've been transformed, and they rise to meet the Lord in the air.
那第一个审判呢，就是教会被提以后在基督台前的这个审判呢，参加的人呢，要不就是死里就死后复活的基督徒，或者呢是当时还活着的基督徒，然后身体经历了瞬间的改变的那些活当时还活着的基督徒。
But this second judgment of the nations takes place after Christ returns with his church and the holy angels, and he comes down to earth, and this judgment takes place on the earth.
那我们现在刚才读到的这个审判呢，是在地上发生的，是基督同他的教会以及众天使再来在地上进行的审判。
These are the living nations that have come through the great tribulation.
那参加这被审判的这些人呢，是当时地上还活着的，从大灾经过大灾难之后还活着的地上的万民。
Their judgment will be on how they have treated the Jewish people during the tribulation period.
那对他们的审判的依据是什么呢？就是看他们在大灾难的时候是怎么对待犹太人的。
Satan and the Antichrist will have persecuted the Jews during that time.
那撒旦呢和这个敌基督啊，他们在大灾难期间呢会残酷的迫害犹太人。
And it's how the Gentile nations have protected and helped the Jewish people during that terrible 7-year tribulation. That will be the basis of their judgment.
那这些外邦列国的其他的人呢，他们在这个可怕的大灾难期间是怎么样保护以及怎么对待这犹太人的，是作为这次审判的依据。
And we read in verse 47, then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you to drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, that is the Jew, you did it to me.
我们看37到40节啊，一人就回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝，什么时候见你做客旅给你留你住，或是赤身露体给你穿，又什么时候见你病了或是在监里来看你呢？王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些是你们既坐在我这弟兄中，这弟兄就是指犹太人的一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
And they will then be judged.And the sheep will enter the millennial kingdom, but the goats, the ones on his left, are going to be taken for eternal punishment at the great white throne.
然后这个审判结束以后呢，那绵羊呢就会被带入到那个千禧年里，然后这山羊呢就会等待将来在白色大宝座的最终的审判。
So, turn back with me then to Revelation chapter 20.
你再回到路的二十章。
And verse 11.
十一节。
We'll go through this passage.
我们来仔细的看一下这一段话。
Now this great white throne, then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them.
11节，我又看见一个白色的大宝座与坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。
Now this great white throne judgment is different from the judgment for rewards earlier for the church, and is different from the king judging on earth. This judgment takes place in heaven.
那这个白色大宝座的审判呢，跟前面我们说的两个审判都不一样，它不同于教会所受的这个受奖赏的审判，也不同于耶稣作王的时候在地上对外邦列国所做的审判。那这个审判呢，是发生在天上。
The old earth is gone.
那这个旧的这个地啊，地球呢已经过去了。
The church is caught up into the air.
那教会呢已经被提到空中了。
The nations are judged on the earth.
教会呢是被提在空中审判的，然后地上的万民呢是在地上被审判的。
But when this judgment takes place, there is no heaven and there is no earth.
那在这个白色大宝座审判的时候呢，天地已经都没有。
Now this takes place in eternity.
它是在永恒里面进行的。
The other two judgments took place in time.
那其他前面两个审判呢是在时空里进行的。
We read, who then, who are the people that are being judged?
那这些被审判的人都是谁呢？
We read there in verse 12, they are one class, the dead.
那他们是共同的一群人，就是十二节说的死了的人。
The dead of all ages, the unbelievers, and they are all raised from the dead.
那历史历代不幸的死了的人，他们都从死里复活了。
And they're standing before that great white throne naked.
那他们是赤裸的赤裸敞开的站在这个白色大宝座面前。
They are naked standing before the eye of an all-seeing God.
那他们在能看见一切的，就是无所不知的神的眼前呢，是赤裸敞开的。
There's nothing to cover them.
没有什么能够遮盖他们。
And then,The judgments are read.
然后这个审判的这个案卷呢，就有人读了这个审判的案卷。
It says the books were opened.
这里面说案卷展开了。
Every event is recorded. Every thought is exposed.
那每一件他们做的每一件事都被记录下来了。他的每一个想法现在都被展开了。
Every glimpse of light that they were shown during life and rejected, and every grace that was offered to them and spurned, those details are going to be written there.
那他们在他们的人生中啊，凡是见到的哪怕的一点生命的光都被他们拒绝了，然后他们所领受的神的每一点的恩典呢，都被他们糟蹋了，浪费了。所以这些事情呢，都把它记一览无余的都记下来了。
What will their thoughts be？
那他们的想法会是什么呢
？They cannot protest because it's all there, written down.
他们不能为自己有任何的辩护，因为所有的一切都清清楚楚的写在那里了。
But everyone would think the chance that I missed, the opportunity that I ignored.
他们可能那个时候心里最多想的就是，哎，我曾经错失的机会啊，我曾经有的机会都被我浪费了。
There will be no excuses that day. There will only be agonized wailing.
在那一天呢，是再不会有人有任何的借口了，只会有这些哀嚎，痛哭的哀嚎。
But But there'll be another book there. It's the book of life.
他说还有另外一卷书啊，就是生命册。
And that book will be opened as well.
嗯，那这一卷生命册也会被展开。
And the opportunity for them to have their names written in that book is no longer there for them, and they will bewail the fact that they missed their chance, their opportunities.
他们的名字出现在生命册上的机会啊，就再也没有了。他们会为此啊，失去了他们曾经有的名字写在生命册上的这个机会而痛哭的。
And they'll be all there. All the dead will be there. The wicked dead.
所有死了的人啊，都会在那里。所有不幸的、邪恶的死了的人都会在那里。
Verse 13 it says, "The sea gave up the dead who were in it."
十三节说，海交出其中的死人。
Even though the bodies of the dead have dissolved and been spread throughout the oceans of the world, yet God knows, God, he has a record, he wrote the book of our bodies, the DNA code. It's written down, and he can reconstruct those bodies.
嗯，那即使一个人死后，他的这个尸体啊，已经完全腐烂了，或者是怎么说湮灭了，然后可能扔在海里都分解了，但是神依然能够使这些身体重新结合起来，因为他是造我们那个身体的，他是记下了我们身体的所有的东西的，他知道我们的是他造了我们的 DNA 的，所以他完全不管你这个尸体已经变成了什么样子，他最后都能把它重新聚集在一起。
And death, that is death or the grave, that's where the bodies that are buried on earth, they're going to give up their bodies.
那这里的后面说这个死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，死亡呢就是指坟墓，就是埋在地上的那些死人，他们也要把死人交出来。
And Hades, that's the place of the souls. The bodies go into the grave. The soul goes to Hades, a waiting place until the great final judgment.
那这个阴间呢，就是人的灵暂时存放的地方，就人死了以后呢，身体是进到了坟墓里面，就是这里说的死亡里面，但是那个魂这个灵呢和魂呢是存放在阴间里，现在不管是身体和灵都要交出来。
Hell or Hades, it's hell in English, Hades in the Greek. I don't know what it is in the Chinese, but that's the place where the souls of the dead await the resurrection of their bodies.
嗯，那这里说的这个中文里的这个阴间啊，它在英文里呢就是 hell， 有的时候翻译成地狱。那在希腊语里面就是 Hades， 就是也是就是这三个词是一个意思，它都是这个死后的人的这个灵魂呢暂时在那里停留等候将来和身体重新结合的地方。
And then in verse 14 we read, then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
嗯，然后十四节里我们读到死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。
That is the bodies and souls of the wicked dead are going to be cast into the lake of fire forever.
嗯，那也就是说这死了的人的不管是身体和灵魂呢，就不信的这些人呢，都会被扔在火湖里第二次的死。
That's called the second death.
这被称为第二次的死。
The second death is from there is no resurrection.
嗯，那第二次死了以后呢，就再也没有复活了。
For the Christian, today, we have two births. We have a second birth that we might not have to suffer a second death.
嗯，那对于基督徒来说呢，今天的基督徒来说呢，我们是有两次出生，但是我们不用去受第二次的死啊。
What a terrible place to end up for all eternity.
嗯，那在永恒里面啊，竟然在这样一个地方度过，这是多么可怕的呀。
Especially knowing that in God's grace they could have spend eternity in heaven.
特别是当他们知道他们本来可以因着神的恩典跟神一起在天堂度过永恒之后，那这样的结局就是更加的可怕，更加的痛苦。
And then we come to the next chapter.
接下去我们看下面一章。
And a few remarks on the eternal state.
我们对于这个永恒的状态稍微讲两句。
Not much is given to us in the scripture about the eternal state.
那关于将来这个永恒的状态呢，圣经里讲的并不多。
I don't think we'd understand it if it was even written down for us.
那即使写下来呢，估计我们也读不懂。
I think we'll need a new language.
也许会需要一个新的语言，我们才能明白。
It says there in verse 1.
21章第一节。
And now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了。
And again, there was no more sea.
海也不再有了。
Everything has been destroyed. All the old has been destroyed.
那所有的旧有的东西都被毁灭了。
Peter refers to this final event in 2 Peter.
在彼得后书里面，彼得曾经也描述过这样的一个状态。
2 Peter and chapter 3.
彼得后书三章。
And verse 7.
第七节。
But the heavens and the earth which are now preserved by the same word are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Then verse 10.
第七节，但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留，直留到不敬虔之人受审判遭沉沦的日子，用火焚烧。我们再看第十节。
Then verse 10.
第十节。
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有血腥废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
Then verse 12.
再看十二节。
Looking for and hasting the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
十二和十三节，切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化，但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。
So the day of the Lord in its widest sense it begins when Christ takes the seven sealed book and begins to unseal itAnd judgments come upon the face of the earth.
那这里说的主的日子啊，从它的广义来说，它应该可以说它是从羔羊啊，就是基督接过那个封了七印的那个案卷，把这个七印展开，然后是这个审判临到地上那一刻就开始了。
Now a day of the Lord, Peter tells us, is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as a day.
这里面说主看千年如一日啊，一日如千年。
And the day of the Lord, in its widest sense, goes from the opening of the seals and then goes 1,000 years to the end of the millennial period.
所以既然这个主看一日如千年啊，千年如一日，所以主的日子呢，是从那个基督揭开那个七印的审判开始，然后经过整个千禧年，一直到千禧年的结束为止。
So when you read the day of the Lord in the New Testament, it is not just one particular event, but rather a long period when the Lord is having his day rather than man having his day.
所以当我们在圣经里读到主的日子这个词的时候啊，不要把它错误的认为是某一天，或者是把它看作只是一个单一的事件，而是呢是指这很长的一段时间，在这段时间里是主掌权，是他的日子，而不是人掌权人的日子。
So the Lord begins the day of the Lord by opening the seals to cleanse the earth for his coming, when he will rule and in power and glory for 1,000 years, having set up his kingdom.
所以主的日子啊，是包括很长的一段时间，从他揭开那个七印开始，他要洁净这个地上任何的邪恶不洁净的东西，为他来建立国度做预备，然后预备好了以后呢，他再来在地上做王1000年，就整个这段时间都叫主的日子。
And the day ends with the removal of the old universe after the judgment at the great white throne.
然后这个主的日子的这个末了是以什么事件结束的呢？就是以这个旧有的创造全部都过去了，毁灭了结束的白色大宝的审判也都来到这个白色大宝座审判的时候了。
And then the day of God begins.
然后神的日子就开始了。
In verse 12 of 2 Peter 3, he mentions that, looking for and hasting the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with a fervent heat. That's the day of God, the final action.
那最后的这一刻呢，就叫神的日子了，就是十二节里面说的，切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。
And then the Lord Jesus, he delivers up the kingdom to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们再看哥林多前书的十五章，在神的日子里呢，主耶稣基督就要把这个国啊，就交给了父，交在父的手里了。
Verse 24.
24节。
Then comes the end, when he, the Lord Jesus, delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and all power, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet, and the last enemy that will be destroyed is death. For he has put all things under his feet, and when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. Now when all things are made subject to him, that is to Christ, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all and in all.
我们从24读到28，在后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神，因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下。近末了所毁灭的仇敌就是死，因为经上说，神叫万物都伏在他的脚下，既说万物都伏了他，明显那叫万物伏他的不在其内了。万物既伏了他，那时子也要自己伏那叫万物伏他的，叫神在万物之上为万物之主。
When the Son has delivered up the kingdom to the Father, then the eternal state begins.
所以当子把国交给了父以后呢，这永恒的状态就开始了。
And in Revelation chapter 21, verses 1-8,
在启示录21章的1到8节。
We have a short account of this eternal state.
那关于这个永恒啊，这里有一个简短的描述。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. They shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these things are faithful, are true and faithful.
我们从第二节读到 第五节啊，我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀哭嚎疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。做宝座的说，看哪，我将一切都更新了。又说，你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。
So in this little account, we're given very few details.
那在这一小段话里面呢，给我们的细节不多。
But what we have is very suggestive.
但是给我们的东西呢，是暗示性的。
We read that he will not only reign over the his people, but he's actually going to dwell among them.
不是暗示性的，就是给我们的就是一些框架性的。首先呢，他告诉我们，他要住在我们中间。
The great God of the universe who dwells in unapproachable light is going to dwell with us in that eternal state.
所以在这个永恒里面啊，这个创造天地的神呢，就至高的神呢，他竟然是我们可以触及到的，是就住在我们中间的。
And another thing that detail that is given is that the New Jerusalem, somehow, the inhabitants of that city is going to come down on the new earth. The New Jerusalem and its inhabitants are going to come down onto that earth, the new earth.
还有一个细节呢，就提到在永恒的当中呢，这个新耶路撒冷城以及其中的居民呢，他们会从天降下来到地上。
As I understand it, the church is a very big part of the New Jerusalem.
那按照我的理解呢，我觉得教会应该是这个新耶路撒冷城的一个重要的组成部分。
Beyond this, our imaginations cannot understand what God has prepared for us that love Him.
那除此之外呢，就是我们的想象也没有办法能够明白啊，神到底为我们都预备了什么。
It'll be an eternal state of life, real life, no more weakness, no more sickness.
那它是一个生命的永恒的状态，再也没有软弱了，再也没有疾病了。
It'll be an eternity of light with no more depression and sorrow, sadness.
它是光的一个永恒的国度啊，再也没有忧伤了，没有抑郁，没有悲伤这样的一个状态。
No more loneliness.
也再没有孤独。
We'll have found our home.
我们就在那里真的找到了家，安居下来了。
There'll be no sin, no death, no pain, no sorrow.
那再也没有罪，没有死亡，没有痛苦，没有忧伤了。
The great God of love will be all and in all.
那爱的神呢，他会充满万有，充满一切。
Finally, in conclusion, with this eternal display of love and grace, what should our response be now?
那最后总结啊，既然我们看到了这个永恒的爱和恩典啊，展现在我们面前，我们的回对此的回应应该是怎样的呢？
2 Peter chapter 3.
我们看彼得后书的二章。
Verse
11. 第一节。
Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved,What manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?
这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔？
What he's saying is, because all this world is going to be burned up, our hearts and our desires ought to be centered in eternity rather than in temporal things.
他在这里说的意思呢，就是既然这个世界都要过去，都要被消化，会被火消化，那我们的心啊，我们的愿望啊，都应该集中在永恒的事情上。
We should be living for eternity.
我们应该为永恒而活。
Well, that's our study come to an end tonight.
那我们今天的学习呢，就到这里就要。
Next week in the will of the Lord, our brother David Dunlap from Florida is going to begin a new series, on the 6th of January.
那下个星期也就是1月6号呢，我们那个 David Dunlap 弟兄呢会开始他的一个新的系列。
David is an author of many books.
那 David 他写过很多的书。
A preacher for many years in Florida. And elsewhere.
他在佛罗里达以及其他的地方呢做了多年的这个讲道人。
We're looking forward to having him to be with us for a few months.
所以我们盼望他能跟我们在一起讲给我们讲几个月的时间。
Thank you once again. Let's close with a word of prayer.
我们做一个结束的祷告。
Father, we come to you tonight.In all our need, and thank you for your great plan of salvation for us.
主，我们今天来到你的面前，感谢你这伟大的救赎的计划。
Again, Father, we would pray for those that are suffering from COVID. Lord, you spare their lives and bring them safely to yourself soon.
主啊，我们也再次的为在新冠疾病当中受苦的人们祷告。主啊，求你医治他们使他们快速的康复。回到你的面前。
We thank you, O blessed God and Father, for your grace to us and this great plan that you've revealed to us through your word.
主，我们感谢您的恩典，以及借着您的话语，把这样伟大的一个计划展现在我们面前。
And we give you thanks again tonight in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
我们再次的奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名感谢你。Amen.
Amen.
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 Amen. 谢谢。